morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Madhuparna Das, senior editor at the Print, and today I'll bring to you my analysis on how Trinamool Congress is raising the pitch to project Mamata as a potential 2024 prime ministerial candidate. Since 26 July, when the West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee arrived in New Delhi for a five-day visit, there has been a shift in the Trinamool Congress social media activity. While the Trinamool Congress chief has denied having any national ambition, the party's handles are replete with posters that seek to portray Mamata Banerjee as Prime Minister Narendra Modi's direct rival in 2024. The slogans are a take on poll pitches crafted by Team Modi for his first prime ministerial campaign in 2014, a deliberate bid that, according to party leaders, is aimed at reminding people of the promises Modi failed to keep. There is Ab Ki Baar Didi Sarkar against the BJP's Ab Ki Baar Modi Sarkar. There is Sache Din Aane Wale Hain, derived from Achhe Din Aane Wale Hain. And also there is a hashtag Bengal Model, which is a take on the BJP's constant evocation of the Gujarat model, meant as a testament to Modi's administrative prowess as the chief minister of the western state. The posters have been shared on social media by senior leaders of the Trinamool Congress as well as state ministers, with the party riding high on its third consecutive victory in West Bengal this year, despite the high-stakes campaign unleashed by the BJP top guns. Senior Trinamool Congress leaders describe Mamata as a Modi slayer. They chalk up Mamata's remarks in Delhi that she had no PM aspirations but wanted to help people choose the right candidate to her courteous nature. Mamata, they said, is the only formidable face to stitch and lead an opposition front against Modi. According to Bengal's law minister, Molloy Ghatok, who is a close colleague of Mamata Banerjee, the national stage is ready for Didi to take over. There is no other leader who can stand up to the Narendra Modi Amit Shah duo. He adds that the Bengal chief minister did it in the state and got a huge mandate, and she is also capable of doing it in the national elections too. Mamata met senior leaders of different parties, including the Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party, and called for opposition unity against Modi in 2024 last week when she was in Delhi. She used the slogan Sache Din while in Delhi, saying the country will soon see them. Talking about the Trinamool slogans, a party leader said they have been crafted in an identical manner to remind the people what Modi did not deliver. Kalyan Banerjee, a senior Trinamool MP, had last week referred to Mamata as the face of the opposition. Trinamool Congress State General Secretary Kunal Ghosh said Mamata is the only substitute to Modi. There is no other leader who has such a strong mass appeal. She is the only substitute to Modi and capable of leading the country. He also added that Mamata Banerjee does have an illustrious political career. She is a 7-term MP, 4-term union minister, which includes the rail ministry, and 3-term chief minister. Modi was just a 4-term chief minister when he was projected as the prime ministerial candidate in 2014. Mamata Banerjee has better credentials, added Ghosh. Referring to the national aspiration remarks, Ghosh added that mass leaders like her are always courteous and kind in nature. The people of Bengal and the country want her to be seen as the prime minister. She proved that she is the only one who can beat Modi in a fair game. She single-handedly slayed Modi Shah, their army of Saffronites, RSS and central agencies that exercise political vendetta, said Kunal Ghosh. The Trinamool Congress, he added, would take part in every state election that takes place before the 2024 Lok Sabha polls. That's all I have for you right now, but I'll be watching this story as it develops in the hours to come. This is Madhuparna Das, senior editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.